Meanwhile, Police Minister Peggy Cele says there is no evidence at the moment that commercial explosives that have recently been found in KwaZulu-Natal Midlands were meant to be used in attacking the Moy River Toll Plaza. Cele earlier visited the Toll Plaza during a roadblock, which he says various points on the national highways in KZN are being monitored by police officers and the SANDF to prevent any disruption on these routes.
We have no evidence so far that the explosives that we found here were meant for destruction of this infrastructure here. They are usually used for trucks and the ATMs busting when they steal the money. But we could not rule out that somebody wanted to cause some problems here.
In other news, the Johannesburg Metro Police are out in their numbers today as traffic volumes leaving the city continue to increase. This as holidaymakers travel to various destinations across the country ahead of the Christmas weekend. Motorists are advised to drive with extra caution when leaving the city due to high traffic volumes. JMPD spokesperson Wayne Menard says roadblocks have been set up to ensure compliance.
Officers are currently having a roadblock on the M2 checking drivers leaving Johannesburg, particularly for the N3 in KZN in the southerly direction, also the N1 towards Free State and Eastern Cape, and also the R24 and R21 towards Mpumalanga. Motorists are reminded not to be reckless, not to drink and drive, and to drive within the speed limit.